I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Firefighters scrambled Sunday to make further progress against wildfires that have killed at least 16 people in the Los Angeles area, as forecasters again warn of dangerous weather with the return of strong winds this week. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Surrounded by burnt-out Altadena homes, California Governor Gavin Newsom told NBC's Meet the Press the fires could end up being the worst natural disaster in U.S. history.
I think it will be in terms of just the cost.
The governor says some environmental regulations are being suspended and property tax assessments are not increasing so folks can rebuild stronger.
We have their back. We're going to be back. We're going to do it efficiently and effectively. Don't turn your back. Don't walk away.
Newsom says they're working on a Marshall Plan.
We already have a team looking and reimagining LA 2.0, and we are making sure everyone's included.
And an independent investigation is underway into the lack of water for firefighting.
It's not about finger pointing. It's about answering the questions.
Also underway, investigations into the cause of the fires and whether they're linked. I'm Julie Walker.
The California Office of Emergency Services says 150,000 people in Los Angeles County are under evacuation orders, with more than 700 people taking refuge in 9 shelters. The U.S. National Weather Service has issued red flag warnings for severe fire conditions through Wednesday, with sustained winds of 80 kilometers per hour and gusts in the mountains topping 100 kilometers per hour. The Weather Service says the most dangerous day will be Tuesday, warning about the combination of gusty winds, a dry atmosphere, and dry brush. This is VOA News. Foreign ministers and top diplomats from Western and Middle Eastern countries met with Syria's new foreign minister Sunday. Reuters correspondent Sierra Lee reports.
Held in the Saudi capital Riyadh, it was the first such regional gathering on Syria since President Bashar al-Assad was ousted last month. In attendance were ministers from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates and Qatar, as well as representatives from Bahrain, Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon and Turkey. Envoys were also present from the European Union and the United States. The meeting was the first to include both Syria's new rulers and top Western officials and was led by Saudi Arabia. Some regional players have previously signaled concerns over Syria's new Islamist rulers.
Reuters correspondent Sierra Lee. The French territory of Mayotte was battered by a new tropical storm Sunday, just weeks after the worst cyclone to hit the islands in nearly a century laid waste to entire neighborhoods and villages and left authorities facing a huge recovery effort. The prefecture of Mayotte says a red alert warning was issued in preparation for the arrival of Cyclone Dikeledi. People were ordered to stay in their homes or find shelter as the storm brought heavy rains and strong winds. Donald Trump will become the 47th president of the United States later this month. U.S. voters have differing expectations for their next president. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns has the story.
In the southern state of Mississippi, expectations for Donald Trump's second presidency are mixed. Bobby Joe Harrell voted for Trump.
I would like to see him definitely take control of the border and our illegal immigrant situations.
Sean Cushing wants Trump to focus on the economy.
Just stick to the campaign promises and end the taxes on tips the way he said he would.
Jerry Helton in Mississippi agrees the economy is the top priority.
I would like for President Trump to be able to lower the cost of living for us again. I'm tired of living from paycheck to paycheck.
In Pennsylvania, Samira Sharfawi worries about Trump's impact on her reproductive and religious rights.
I'm thinking I'm losing my right, women rights. I'm thinking I'm losing my right religion because I see that he wants to put forward just Christianity.
Trump will be sworn in as president in Washington January 20th. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.